Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Well, well, well. You have a little too much fun today there, I see.
Me?
Yes. Is there somebody else here that I'm talking to? Yeah. Yeah, I usually I sit in this room and talk to myself. I get that. But actually, when there's somebody in the room, I talk to you. You're having a little too much fun today. It looks to be at my expense a little bit.
When I'm not here, do you pretend talk to me or something?
No, I just talk to the imaginary people in my head. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, spring is in the air, which is a good time to get out. We were out bike riding yesterday, and I noticed, you know, since I was younger, we'll take a little different path here for the next few minutes, because the number of bicycles on the road has increased dramatically from the time, you know, I was younger, that's for sure. And a lot more people are out there riding every day. In fact, our house is at a place where we can sit and watch literally hundreds go by on any given Saturday if the weather's right. The point that I'm making to people like my friend Dave, closed circuit comment to Dave, bicyclists are people too who have the proper and legal right of way to use the roadways as well, Dave. And all other people like Dave who think bikes are a nuisance to the average motorist and think that somehow they have more right to the road than somebody that has just two wheels and powering it by their own sweat. Anyhow, bike safety, extremely important, especially what happened last year in Kalamazoo and different things that bring things to mind, right?
Oh, absolutely. And Dave, you know, cyclists' lives matter too, you know.
Yeah, we matter. And, you know, you driving us into a pothole and making, you know, what are those gestures he makes exactly?
I can't
international
say.
Sign of disapproval, I believe. Yes. Anyhow, go on.
Well, just, I've actually been clipped before by a driver who wasn't paying attention and hit my handlebars, and I went over my handlebars and crashed really badly, and I think still have experienced side effects from that. So it's always very important to, you know, one, pay attention when you drive, and two, exercise caution when you are on the bike, because, you know, you have to make sure that you know what's going on. So, But yeah, it's a beautiful time of year. It's perfect time to get out and get cycling. And
it's a perfect time to learn how to share the road with the other people that are on the road with you, Dave. And just keep see, and he knows. You know, he has this dirty hate for bicyclists, and then there's a few people out there like that, you know, that get angry because they have to, you know, they might actually have to take an extra 5 minutes. Now, Dave generally only drives 31 miles an hour. He might only be 55 years old, but he acts like he's, you know, 105.
We know because we've driven behind him.
Exactly. So, you know, for people like that, but just give people a break out there. The point is the weather is great. A lot more activity out there. People are getting out and getting things done, which is great. The lawns, that's what I'm impressed with. Our lawn needs to be mowed already. And I hope you get out there and get that done when we get home because it looks like it looks like it could use it. You know, I'm probably going to take a nap or something, but. But the other things that are going on.
Your advanced stage and everything.
Whoa. See, an age jab. I got it. Yeah, my advanced stage. I appreciate that. But I'm sitting here looking at a jar of honey that you posted a picture of on your Facebook page. Raw honey that came from our
brother Shane.
Brother Shane and his wife were growing bees and honey. And all of the things that are coming up, because that's one of the things I love about the Midwest, honestly. It's morel season, right? So we got morel mushrooms coming up. Soon we'll be able to fish, and then Ivy can brag about how she got the big fish and I didn't. You've got, you know, the different things that Michigan has. But one of the things that I love doesn't happen until a little bit later in the year. I mean, these are absolutely spectacular to me, and those are the roadside stands. Now, this time of the year, you can find a lot of maple syrup out there. I mean, how would we see two or three yesterday on our ride?
Oh, yeah.
Selling maple
syrup.
Quite
an operation, too. It was really impressive.
Yeah, the one place had like all sorts of the lines running from trees. Now, obviously, these trees were probably 25 years old, but they're all in rows. They're built for this purpose. But the lines all connected. Then they went to a larger, like a 6-inch tube, and then under the road to more tubes. And I'm like, wow, they got quite a deal going on there.
I mean, I prefer buying locally always. So it's good to, you know, run down the street and grab some.
If you can support your neighbor. And then we saw a chicken operation. There must have been 200 or 300 chickens out there. Pasture chickens. And so I always support the local guy, the local farm that's growing eggs or honey or whatever. I'm strongly encouraging that while you share the road with the bicyclist at the same time. Well, it's important, you know, I got to drive this point home because You know, too many people get... Here's the thing. We saw this god-awful wreck in Texas, was a week or two ago now, involving the church bus, because some guy in a pickup truck was texting while he was driving. Young guy, 20 years old. And, okay, so he was probably the extreme case because he crossed all the way over the center line, took on a church bus. But if you're texting, I didn't think about this, or you look down to answer your phone or whatever you do, and you clip a cyclist, I mean, that can happen in the blink of an eye. And that's what I'm getting at.
And that's happened to you as well. I mean, when Landon was a lot younger, you've had that experience where a guy ran you right off the road.
That's right. We had a guy that was not paying attention. And he was clearly texting at the time and drove us right into the ditch. Maybe we've provoked Dave into calling, you know, after enough, enough jab. Anyhow, the hotline number, 888-900-9966. Yeah, I got driven right into a ditch with one of those pull-behind trailers on a bicycle. I had flags. I was, you know, in neon yellow. I'm not, you know, what they call dainty, so I was pretty obvious. I probably could have been seen by satellites, and this guy didn't pay attention to me. So you just need to be careful is my point, and share the road. All right, we've got Todd checking in from Widmore Lake on maple syrup. Todd, how are you doing, bud?
Doing good, thanks. Hanging in there, you guys?
We're doing good.
Fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Hey, no problem. Maple syrup. Unbeknownst to me, when I was in a rental not too long ago, there was a massive silver maple in the front yard, and I tapped that a couple years ago and did my own syrup. Oh, man, that was better than store-bought. That
really?
Was absolutely
really?
Delightful.
So one tree produced, how much sap did you get out of that single giant tree?
5 gallons of sap I got, and I ended up with 14 ounces of syrup.
Mm.
14 ounces of pure pleasure. God's gift to you.
I did it the hard way, and it was painstaking, but it's an appreciation.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, this honey we got from Brother Shane dropped off. It's maybe the best I've ever had. It's raw. It's unpasteurized.
Fresh.
It's never been cooked. It's fresh, and it's beautiful. Todd, thanks for checking in. Greatly appreciated. A couple of final thoughts in a moment here. If you'd like to check in, 888-900-9966.